visual.
Oh yeah. Okay.
No.
Good morning, everyone. First thing, you have to listen to everything that what your wife is saying. So, amen. Amen to that. I can hear another amen. Okay. Today I'm going to speak about climbing a mountain. So, if we can open together Psalm 24, and I'll ask Pastor Al to read from 3 to... Why don't we read the whole thing until 10?
From 24?
Yeah, from 3 to 10.
3 to 10?
Yeah.
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Amen. Okay, this is the first time I teach this, so it's a trial. I'm trying. So I'm sure it will develop more when I think about it more and more. But today I really felt that, when I was preparing, I felt God spoke to me. And I hope and pray that God will speak to you as we're discussing this, okay? Okay. Climbing a mountain or ascending to a mountain, yeah? And the question is, who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, yeah? So I'll just make it visual so it, you can easily or understand it more, yeah? So this is a mountain, kind of, okay? Here is the foot of the mountain, or the
base.
Yeah, the base, or the foot of the mountain, or the valley, or whatever. Yeah. And the question here, who can ascend this mountain? Who can climb this mountain? Who can go there? But we're going to talk about the real climbing of the mountain, the real concept of climbing mountains, and the spiritual concept, okay? So this is to make it easy for all us. So the first stage of climbing a mountain, anyone, the professional ones, they have to go through the first one here is preparation. Say preparation.
Preparation.
Say preparation. Okay? Preparation here is to prepare yourself. You cannot have an unfit body, and you know what I'm talking about. And you decide, tomorrow I'm going to climb Mount Everest. You can't. Because you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare your food and plan it, and to have to choose the right food that you take with you, not like mahshi kromb. No, you know, you cannot take like stuff that you have to choose the right food and right clothes, your right timing. You have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare everything, right? Preparation is very important. You have to work hard to prepare even your body to be more fit. Yeah? So this is the normal preparation for the mountain. And here, the spiritual preparation is to have clean heart, to have clean hand, to have pure heart. But also, when Moses reached the mountain of God, the mountain of God, okay, God told Musa, okay, I want you to invite all the people of Israel. This is in Exodus 19, okay? You have to invite everyone, and you have to
consecrate.
Yes? This one? You have to prepare them, and they have to wash their clothes. They have to come to the foot of the mountain, to the base of the mountain, yeah? And not to approach the mountain. Do not let them approach the mountain. They have to stay here. You have to spend time here. Okay, the preparation here is based on the work of Jesus Christ. You cannot have a grown relationship with God unless you have the basic, which is the blood of Jesus, the work of the blood of Jesus. You have to be clean. You have to be clean. I know that all of us knows this. Yeah? You met Jesus. You've been cleaned by his blood, by the work of his blood, right? Okay. So you are ready to climb, to approach the mountain. Okay? So preparation is very important. And the key word here is salvation. Say salvation.
Salvation.
Salvation. Okay? The key word here is the joy of salvation. That's the point that you want to do anything for God. You are very
energetic.
She knows me. Energetic for God. You want to do everything. And the power of salvation gives you this, you know, power to climb this part of the mountain. So preparation is the foundation is the work of the blood of Jesus, to be washed by the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
This is first one, preparation. And then when you go up a little bit, Mount Everest is 29,035 feet high. Okay? So it's very high. Yeah? This area, you can travel by car sometimes. You can climb, yeah? But there is a certain area you have to take it easy. And they have a base that you can stay. And you have to do something very important, stage two, acclimation, okay? This is when you get your body, get used to the new height, the new altitude. You cannot, your body is used to here, your lungs, your muscles, everything is used to here. But higher, you have to do this acclimation, which is, they do it in a way, so they climb, they say, climb high, sleep low, okay? So climb high, you climb, let's say, 1,000 feet, but then you cannot stay here. You can't spend the night here. You go down 900 feet and you sleep here. And then climb high and sleep low. Climb high and sleep low. So you cannot climb one time. You cannot go one time 1,000 feet and stay there. No, you have to climb and go down to sleep there. By doing this, you're getting your body get used to the new altitude, the new challenge. Okay, the spiritual aspect of it. The spiritual aspect of it is that
this area of our life here, sometimes we are
experiencing up and down. Up and down. In our experience with God, and I'm going to speak and I will challenge all of you, that all of us experience this, the ups and down. How many of you agrees with me? Yeah? Sometimes you feel like, woohoo! And sometimes you feel, right? Ups and down, ups and down. And the key word here is grace. The key word here is?
Salvation.
Salvation, the joy of salvation, right? The key word here is grace. The key word here is grace, because in this area of your life and my life, we experience the grace of God, the meaning of the grace of God. It's not by you. It's not you. It's by my grace. It's not by your strength. It's by my grace. It's given to you. It's given to you. So we try to fix ourselves here in this area. How come you do this? Because you still think that you can do it. How come? You want to live a holy life, right? How many of us want to live a holy life? All of us, right? But we fall and we blame ourselves. How come you do this? How come you do this? It's okay, because it's by grace. It's not you. It's okay. It's okay. The righteous fall 7 times and
rises.
We fall, we go down, but we rise. But in this area, believe me, you will experience the new meaning, the new level of knowing the grace of God. Hallelujah. The ups and downs in our lives makes us rely more into the grace of God, more than our doing. Yeah? So we get used to the idea of grace. Then we get used to the idea of the new atmosphere here. Hallelujah. We get used to the new atmosphere of God's grace, God's embrace. Hallelujah. Acclimation. We have to get to this point of getting to know the grace of God. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The third stage of climbing a mountain, when you reach a very important level of the mountain, they call it the death zone. The death zone, which is here, you have two things. Okay? You have third of the oxygen of the normal air that we breathe here. Okay? Here, only third of air. Of the oxygen. Yeah. Third. Okay? And then here is a very, very, very dangerous weather. Storms. Like, to climb Mount Everest, you have to choose a window of opportunity. It comes like 5 days in the whole year. Only 5 days you can climb Mount Everest. It's very dangerous because here is a death zone. Okay, the spiritual aspect. Here is the point that you reach in your life. And maybe this is the heart of the message. Please listen to me. When you surrender, total surrender, and you say, it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Okay? When you reach this point, you are totally surrendering to God. Okay? Here, this zone is that when you recognize that you cannot do it by your power. by your abilities.
Here, they use supplement oxygen. They have to have a tank of oxygen. If they ran out of air or ran out of breath because they are doing a lot of things, you know, a lot of energy, they use more oxygen, and to start with or to begin with, it's third of the air, so they can't. So many people really, really die here because there is no oxygen. There is not enough for them to live. Okay? Here, when we recognize that I cannot do it by myself, that I need oxygen, that I need the Holy Spirit, that I need the presence of God, that I need the power of God. When here is the total surrender stage, when you surrender totally, okay, and stop working or stop trying. Here, when you let go of everything, listen to me, when you let go of everything, and I will call it, when you let go and die to yourself, die to your desires, die to your dreams or whatever, die, okay? It's a death zone. If you fall here, okay? Normally if you fall here, you will go like this, right? Right? But here, when you fall here, it's upward fall. It takes you, when you die here, it takes you up to God. Okay? It takes you to a new level of the relationship with God. It's upward falling. It's not, you don't, when you surrender, when you feel like you're dead, you don't fall more. No, you fall upward. Hallelujah. Because you are surrendering totally to God. Okay. Moses reached the top of the mountain not because he was leader, but because he was a seeker. Okay, not leader, a seeker. Okay, he saw the burning bush, and he said, "I want to see this. I want to see what's happening there." And he went and saw the glory of God. He reached the top not because he was stronger, but he was weaker. Yes, he said, "I can't." He said, "I can't. I want you to go to deliver the Israelites from the Egyptians." What did he say? "I can't. I'm not a speaker. I can't speak. Not today, not yesterday. I can't." This is why I said, you can't. You're a very good candidate of reaching the top. Yes, you can't. Here is a death zone. You can't. I can't. Maybe some of us, listen to this. Some of us, what you have is third what you need. What you have is third what you need. It's a very good place to fall into God's hand. It's a very good place to surrender and to say, "I can't. I can't do it." And then you will fall upward fall into God's hand. I can't. Moses recognized here that he is going up not because he was the son of God, the king's daughter, but he was a normal shepherd, runaway, afraid, scared, right? Man, he was scared. He ran away. It's not because he's the son of the daughter's king he reached that point. He was scared, man, right? He fall into God's hand. He fall into God's presence. Reaching the top. This is the fourth. Reaching the top. Reaching the top is that, okay, you don't give up. You go, you climb, you work hard, you fall into God's hand, you say, I can't, okay? And then you reach the top. Some people, they say, we conquered Everest. But the locals there, they say, no, you didn't conquer Everest. Actually, they believe that Everest allowed you, blessed you by allowing you to go and reach the top. And they have a ceremony they do here for everyone that they want to climb the mountain. Like a tradition of asking Mother Nature Goddess to bless them and allow them to climb the mountain. I don't believe in that. But, you know, the spiritual aspect of it, actually it's true. It's true. To reach the top of the mountain, again, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not by our strengths. We reach the top. No. It's by the grace of God. It's that by the Spirit, by the power of the Spirit. When in Mark 9, Jesus took three guys, Peter, James, and John, and told them, let's go. Let's go to the mountain. And he took them there, and they reached the top. And as they were talking, Moses and Elijah appeared, and it was glory. And his clothes was white, face was white like a snow. And they liked that. The three disciples liked that so much. And Peter said, oh Lord, I have a good idea. Let's build three tents. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And then a cloud came and covered everyone. And when I was preparing this, I recognized this is not the first time for Moses to be covered by the cloud of the glory of God. Exodus 24. Same happened. When Moses climbed the mountain, and he was there, and God told him, come. And then a cloud came and covered Moses. Moses was taken inside a cloud of God's glory. Reaching the top is be covered by the glory of God. Hallelujah. This is not the first time for Moses. I like it. He got used to it. I love it. Reaching the top, being in the cloud, being in the glory of God, being in the top of the mountain, being there. And then a voice from heaven. This is Mark 9. Voice from heaven. This is my son, who I am well pleased. And they experienced something new in their life. Yes? The glory of God. Here, you experience something new. some people.
Stays here. Let's.
Some people stays here. By the foot of the mountain. And some people in their life reach that point of having this experience of God's glory face to face. Okay, let me compare Moses on the top of the mountain and the people of Israel here. The difference between those two is that he knows God. He knows his way. He got used to discover God. Okay? Here, they know his action. عرف موسى الطرق وبني إسرائيل أفعاله. No. The opposite. He showed Moses his ways. And the Israelites,
yeah,
his works. Okay, here, you know God's way, how God works. Okay, here, you know God's work, things happen to us. Okay, let me give you an example to make it easier, because everyone like, okay, here, we need water. Take water. If they don't have water, what did they do?
Complain.
And rebellion. Yeah? But Moses, when we don't have water, what does he do? He go and pray and seek God and ask his way. What are you teaching us? What do you want to teach us? What are you saying now? Here, I need water. If you don't give me water, I complain. Here, I need water, but I don't have water. What do? I ask God. And trust. Okay? Here is the difference between people. People believe because they see. This, believe because they see. Here, believe because they believe. Even if they don't see. You see the difference between here and here? It's so important for us not to stay in this area. I need. And if you don't give me, I will complain. Where are you? But here, when you go to the mountain of the Lord, when you have this experience of God's presence, God's glory, even if you don't have, you say, thank you, Lord. I know that you're teaching me something new. I know that I'm going to discover a new way of your ways. I know that I will see you in a different way. I know that I'm going to discover a new depth of your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reaching the top is to be taken into that place of God's presence, into God's glory, to see God's glory. Amen? Reaching the top. What? Thank you very much. That's my next point. If you wait. Okay. If you just stay. Just wait. Reaching the top is only halfway there. Okay. Remember this. Halfway there. If you reach the top, it's only halfway there. Really? Yes. Yes. This is, I just heard it like from a guy that
climbed the Mount Everest. When he reached there, he wanted to stay more. It's peaceful, beautiful, silence, and everything beautiful you can imagine, yeah? But he said to himself, you know what? It's only halfway there. I have to get down. I have to get down. When you reach the top, when Jesus took John and Peter and James, and they saw him in this amazing new way, after they finished this experience, did they stay on the top? No. What did they do? They came down. They came down. Because God gave us two things very important. In Romans 1, one of my favorite parts, that it tells you that you can't only, well, you will stay in this area in God's presence, but you can't stay like there all the time doing nothing. God have given us two things, two important things: grace and apostleship. Grace and apostleship. Say, grace and apostleship. Okay. If you reach the top of the mountain, God's glory and experiencing God's presence, and that's it. You've just experienced this part of God's grace. But God didn't give us only grace. He gave us grace and apostleship. Apostleship, which is the part you have to go down to the world. To the world. You have to take the gospel to the people. You have to tell people. When Jesus did that to three disciples, he told them, don't tell anyone until I die and rise from the dead. And then you can tell them. Okay? You have to share. You have to share your experience. You have to share how he managed to give you grace every time you fall. He raised you up. You have to share the power of salvation. You have to share the joy of salvation. You have to share how sweet is Jesus. How powerful is his spirit. How powerful is his, you know, his glory to take you there. You have to share. You cannot stay there and that's it. Is that for every believer? Is that for every believer? We have to share the gospel? Yes. It's for every one of us. If you experienced God's salvation, if you experience his grace, his power to sustain you, his glory to change you, you have to share. It's grace and apostleship. Grace and apostleship. Grace and mission. Grace and evangelism. Grace and teaching. Grace and mercy. Grace and what? Grace and apostleship. There's so many people until now sitting in the darkness. Yeah? If you stay here, who will tell them? This is the Bible says. كيف يعرفون بلا كارث؟ How did they? How can they hear without preacher? They can't. You have to. It's only halfway there, and you have to come to a place of sharing your belief, your faith with others. Amen. I don't know, where are you in those steps? Are you still enjoying your salvation? Joy of salvation? And some of us actually, or some people, even they experience the joy of salvation and then they lose it. And they pray like David.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Are you here? Or are you in this stage of experiencing God's grace every day? Or are you here in the death zone when you surrender everything? Did you surrender everything? Did you say, it's not about my leadership. It's not about my power and abilities. It's about you, Lord. Have you reached here? Have you experienced that presence of God, the glory of God? And the last question is, are you sharing with the world? Okay? Let's pray together. Lord, help us to see where are we, and help us to take us, Lord, to a deeper level of the relationship with you. Lord, I pray to clean us, Lord, by the power of the blood, by the work of your blood, Lord. Clean us, wash us. Thank you, Lord, because your grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord, because nothing is happening in my life that will stop your grace from reaching my life. Nothing. Nothing I am doing to stop you from reaching me with your grace. And nothing I can do, Lord, to get more grace, because your grace is sufficient to me. Lord, with full heart, Lord, we surrender all, Lord. We surrender all. We die to ourselves, we die to our dreams, we die to our ambitions and desires. And all what we need, Lord, is to see you and to seek you and to see your face. And to touch your glory, Lord, and to touch your presence. Lord, my prayer for all of us, Lord, to take us into this place that we see you face to face, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, my prayer to take us all to open our eyes for our part, Lord, in the mission, in the Great Commission, Lord, to see our part of reaching others with the good news. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone that is in need. Even if we have third of what we need. I thank you, Lord, that you are sufficient. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen.